We are learning Masechta Shkalim, Daf Zayin Amud Beis, and we are beginning four lines from the bottom of Zayin Amud Aleph. Va'oid Oved Habavla. So Rabbi Yechon said, okay, you misfias me by telling me that walking in front of me is not covered. The walking not coming in front of me, that's what covered is. Okay, but I have another Taina Rabbi Eliezer ever does. Va'oid Oved Habavla, this Bavla, T'le'omah V'shvayitz V'shmei. He doesn't say over the Torah V'shem me. So they tried to mefayis him. So nichnasu lefanov Rav Ami Rav Asi. Rav Asi came to mefayis Rav Yechonon. Omru loy, Rebbe, kacha yamayis v'ezek knesses. Let me tell you a story. Kacha yamayis v'ezek knesses, there was a story in the v'ezek knesses of the Tarsiyim, which are the people who work in copper. Benagar shes b'reshe glustero. There was a certain bolt that had on top of a glustero. So this bolt they wanted to use to hold the door closed. Sticking it around, the whole door closed. And the shaila was, is a muksa or not? Because on top of it, it has a glustera that could use to smash peppercorns. So it's machlekes, it's a big machlekes if it's allowed to do this on Shabbos or not. Shenechaku, Rav Eliezer, Rav Yosi, if you're allowed to do this on Shabbos or not, it's a big shaila. It's shaila of binyan, it's shaila of maybe because it's a kli, it's not binyan, it's called a kli. It was a big shaila, a shaila of muksa, different shailas that came involved. The pasht of Pshat, the shaila was a guy, a shaila of binyan, but they were arguing very stark. They argued so stark, Rav Eliezer and Rav Yosi, actually, Karo Sefer Torah v'chamasim. So they ripped the Sefer Torah in their anger. Frey the Gemara, Karo Sefer Torah, do you really think these Gedolim ripped the Sefer Torah? No. Ela Nikra Sefer Torah. Ela Shenikra Sefer Torah. What happened was they were so angry and they didn't realize by mistake they ripped the Sefer Torah. And someone saw them getting angry. Yisham Zokin Echa, Rav Yosi v'kisma Shmai. There was a Zokin there, his name was Rav Yosi v'kisma. V'omah Temahani, I'll be wondered. Imloy, yeah, v'kisma Zavayzah v'zara. This basically didn't turn into v'zara. And that's what happened. Because when someone comes to Kas, it could come to v'zara. Of course, they were doing Kas l'shma, but just the idea of Kas, and it caused the same thing that they ripped, that could cause Avedizara and Taka that basically has turned into Avedizara. So Rav Avi Rasi told us to Rav Yechonon, he thought that maybe that would make Rav Yechonon feel better because don't get angry, Avedizara. Look what angry caused. It caused something to become Avedizara. So they tried to be Mephias Rav Yechonon that way. So Rav Yechonon wasn't happy. He says, the Chaz of Amma, Hachadei Mechavre, is like Israel Ezra, does my friend? Rav Eliezer and Yosi were contemporaries. They were friends. They were Chaverim. They were Chavrusas. They could argue like that and you could taina, they shouldn't be angry. They shouldn't be angry. But me and Rav Elazar ben Gedos, I have a right to get angry at my Talmud. I can makvid on my Talmud. Don't tell me that. So he still wasn't, he didn't feel better. So Nicholas of Fano of Yaakov Eidi, Yaakov came back in and he's going to tell him a different way to miratza him on this tiny that Rav Elazar ben Gedos doesn't say over the memories from him. I'm like, Siv, it says in the passage of Yeshua, Kasher tziva Hashem as Moshe Avdei, Kain tziva Moshe as Yeshua. Like Hashem commanded Moshe, that's what Moshe commanded Yeshua. V'chein also Yeshua, the rest of the passage goes like this. V'chein also Yeshua, like he said, "Davon kol shiva Hashem as Moshe." So it sounds like from here that everything Yeshua said, he said over Shem Moshe. Break the Gemara, and because now he said it's mashed from here that everything Yeshua taught the Klal Yisrael was all from Moshe, because everything he said was from Moshe. So do you think everything he said over was I saying this Shem Moshe? V'chein called Divur Divur Shem Yeshua, Yoishu V'dar Shem Kachem Moshe. You think he said this is what Moshe said? Ella, what happened? Yeshua, Yosef, Darius, never knew. We argued, my God, the Torah's of Moshe. We never knew. It's Moshe's Torah, because who else they learn from? Afato, Elazar, your Talmud, Yosef, Darius, your Darius, the whole day. I call Yosef, the Torah's Lach, whoever knows it's your Torah. Oh, that made me feel better already. Amalahem, Pema, Einat, and Yoidim, Leratzes, Kaben, Idi, Chavarini. He turns to Rav and asks, he says, why don't you know how to be Ratzah like Ben Idi, our friend? Zog the Gemara, right? Rav Yechonon. Mikeuli hai the boy Yerushmaitashmei. Why was he so makbid that they should say over the members from his name and not from their own name? The Gemara explains the Av David Bikas Shulah, because David also Bikas Shulah Rachmim. He also davened for this that people should say over members from his name. She never says in the pasuk, Agura ba'alacha oylamim echse b'seisik kenefecha sala. And it says in the pasuk that he's asking Hashem to keep me in base marriage forever. He also it says, Guru of did he really think he's going to be alive forever, be in base marriage forever? Let me say that my words should be said over in the Batik Nesias, the Batik Midrashis, forever, and that would be considered that I living by Elam forever. They would die, Lashon Elam is Lashon Rabbim. That he's going to be Ba'il Mazeh, Ba'il Mabah forever. He's in Ba'il Mabah, and still Ba'il Mazeh, also he's there, because they're saying over his Torah. And that's what they happened. Al Gura Cha Ba'il Lamim. That should be by Olam, by Halacha, Olam, I should be there, Olam, in the Vizmedesh, and in the next world, all together with people saying over my memories. That's our Yechon Masal Makbid. And the Gemara says, Vaita, Shimon ben Azir, Vashir, Vitzchuk, Omar, Kol Tam Chacham, Shemim, Dvar Lacham, Piv, Vayim, Azeh, Ein Tam Chacham, after he dies, they say Dvar Lacha, in the Olam Azeh, Sfasov, Reicha, Shoyz, Imai, Bekever. His lips are moving in the Kever, Shemim, in the Pasuk, Vichikech, Keyayin, Hatoiv, Doiviv, Sifsei, Shonim. And this is in between the Pasuk, the whole Pasuk, reads the chichek giyayin hatoyv hoylech odoy lemesharim doyviv soifse yishonim, which means that the maimer piv that comes out of your mouth, your palate, is like yayin hatoyv and doyviv soifse yishonim. The Mora Darshans, makrei mishalom is just like this kli where they put the anovim, beginning of a fermentation. You put your finger on it, yad doyviv, right away it starts moving because it became like molasses, it became like soft. His lips start moving in the kever. And this is what Rabbi Yechonah wanted. So what type of anah is your lips moving in the kever? What type of anah does that feel like? More answers, Derek Remez. It's the anah is like ilu someone who drinks wine that's mixed with honey, very sweet wine. Like someone who drinks old wine, and I forgot the shasile. Even though he drank it up, still time of pumi. The time is still in your mouth. Same thing. That since his mouth is moving in the kever, his neshama and Gan Eden feels the rest. Feels some of the time of imazeh. The Torah imazeh is a geshmak of time that you don't have the same time of the Torah of Bailam Avalik have Bailam Azeh. That's the way you do the mitzvahs, the way a person can do the mitzvahs, he still gets that time. People are saying over his Torah, it's Gevaldik time, Bailam Abba, besides the Gevaldik Schar of Bailam Abba, he gets the Schar also of the Torah of Bailam Azeh. Rav Gidol Omer, Oim Shmua B'Shem Imra, if someone says over a Shmua, B'Shem the person who said it, Yira Baal Shmua Kilo Oim Kneda. He should say it over, he should picture in his mind the Tzura of the person, like he's standing next to him. She never says in the Pasuk, Ach B'Tzalem Yisalech Ish. And with Darshim in this pasuk, because Lashon of Yishalich is a Lashon of Torah, Mechukos Teilechu, so he's saying that you should have B'Tzalem Ish, but when you're learning Torah, you should Mekashi yourself to the Tzalem of a person. And the Gemara Darshim more about this is seeing your Rebbe. Ksiv in the pasuk says, Rav Adam Yikra Ish Chastai, which means Adam Gadom, he calls his Rebbe, Zeb Ashar Kol Adam. That just he says over the shmuas of his Rebbe, he doesn't see the Rebbe, that's a regular person. The ish emunim miyimsa. But you don't find someone can redact the shmuas so much. Who is that type of person? Zer Rav Zeira. Because Rav Zeira says that you have to see the person in order to redact in the shmuas. The Om Rav Zeira, we see this from a memory of Rav Zeira. The Om Rav Zeira, leistan tzrichin choshen ad Rav Sheshes. You don't have to be so medactic on what Rav Sheshes says over from his Rabbeim. Why? Dehu gavra mefatcha. Because he's a person who his eyes are open, which is loshen saginara for being blind. He didn't see his Rabbeim. And if he didn't see his Rabbeim, he can't be mechavin the Shemaitza as well. And therefore, you have to, Rav Zeira holds, you have to actually see it. That's what it means, the possible. Isha Munim Minimsa. Do we find a person who can redact this so much? Rav Adam Yikrish Chastai. A lot of people say over memories from his Rabbeim. But to see, to be Isha Munim, that already, you have to be able to see the Rebbe. Omalei Rav Zeira Rav Asi, Chachim Rebbe Lebar Pasya. He's talking to Rav Asi. Rav Asi was Rav Zeira's Rebbe. Rav Asi would say over things from Bar Pasya. So he asked him, did you see Bar Pasya? He's saying over his Shmaitzes. It means, did you see him? Do you see him? Amalei, you're right, I never saw, Rav Asi, I never saw Bar Pasya, but Rav Yechanan, my Rebbe, Omra Meshmei, said over his Shmaitzes, I guess he saw it, and he did see Bar Pasya, and I'm saying over Meshmei. On a similar thing, Omalei Rav Zeira Rav Asi, Rav Zeira asked Rav Asi, you know, you say over from Rav a lot, Chacham Rabbi, the Rav, do you see Rav? You say over the Shmaitzim. Rav Ada Bahava Mashmei. Rav Ada Bahava, my Rebbe, said over Shem Rav, and he learned from Rav, and therefore I'm saying over from him, and I saw him. So to Gemara, Ein Dar She'ein Boi Litzonim. There's no Dar that don't have Litzonim. And where do we have example of Litzonim? B'Doyre Shal David, Ma'i Pritzei Adar Arsim. What were the Pritzei Adar doing in the times of David. They knew that the Navi told David that he's not going to be zeichet to build the Beis HaMikdash, even though it's called out in his name, and he wanted to build the Beis HaMikdash. Hashem said that we're going to give it to Shlomo. I'm going to give Shlomo to build the Beis HaMikdash and not you. For whatever reason, there's a lot of machamas to be fought. Whatever reason was, Shlomo was only built the Beis HaMikdash, not David. And the Litzanim trying to chaper David that he won't be the one who's going to build the Beis HaMikdash. He went to the window of David. David. When are they going to build the Beis HaMikdash? When are we going to go to the Beis Hashem? Even though they're trying to get me angry, don't worry, I love this. Yave Eli, im lo yisi sameach with the rain. Bad things would come to me if I wasn't so happy with their words. What's the word? Because I want to be based Hashem Neilech. And he's telling Hashem, I want you to take me away. Because you know why? I want the base Hashem. I want more for Hashem than I want for myself. I want the base of Mikdash. I'm very happy. Say base Hashem Neilech. Gevaldik. I agree. Base Hashem Neilech. He says in the pasuk, "Samachti b'rim le'beis Hashem Neilech." I was very happy when he said "beis Hashem Neilech." Why? Because I want the Beis HaMikdash. But still, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not do that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, "Ki yimlu yamecha v'shachaftes avisecha." You're going to fill up your days and then go, then die. Oh my HaKadosh Baruch Hu, David, Yom Shleim Ani Mayolach. I'm counting you full days. Lo yimanu chaserim. I'm not missing days. Klum Shleim Avincha yivne beis HaMikdash. It was the reason you want Shlomo HaMelech to build the Beis HaMikdash. That's just to bring kavanos. It's more precious to me. Stockholm Mishra Zerata Yisid. The David HaMelech, your Stockholm Mishra is more precious to me than the kavanos. Yisim in Akar Mishra. Never says in the pasuk, Asoid Stockholm Mishra Nifchal Hashem Zavach. Doing Stockholm Mishra is better than a Zavach. Better than a carbon. We could do it these days also. Ma'isim Toivim is better than a carbon. And therefore, he's telling David, you're going to live your full life. That's better. Hadun aloch metzar from shkol and blineda for those that finished it. We finished the parak metzar from shkol. Let's make our shkol in the next parak. Zok the mishnah. V'shloisha prakim v'shona tarmim alishka. 3 times a year, you make trumas alishka, which means they take money from the kupos that are full of machzah shekel, and you take that money and you put it for the kavanas. When's it 3 times a year? Praise of Pesach, 15 days before Pesach, praise of Tzaras, 15 days before Shavuos, praise of Chag, and 15 days before Sukkos. And this is man also, besides being Trumas Halishka, the Haim, Greinus of Maisa Behema. It's also the time when they used to take off the Maisa Behema, Divya Rabbi Kiva. What's Maisa Behema? Maisa Behema is that when you have 10 animals, you have to take off one for Maisa Behema. Take off one for Maisa Behema, you bring it up as a carbon. That's what Maisa Behema is. And Midrabanon, you can't use your Behemas until you mafresh Maisa Behema. So therefore, we made a sakin 3 times a year to make sure that you take off Ma'is Behema. So you shouldn't be over, and because you can't eat it. You can't eat it. So therefore, you can't sell it. So therefore, we made a sakin these 3 times a year, you should to take off Ma'is. That's the Shita of Rabbi Akiva. These are the times. Like the Tikkun Chanan says, She'elu hazmanim, kovu chom la Ma'is Behema, shenodu lesser ba'achila at she'yaser. That's also ba'achila until you take off Ma'is. Benazir Eimer be'esim v'tishav. It's the different times of Ma'is Behema. Then we'll explain why. Benazir Eimer be'esim v'tishav Adar, 29th of Adar, which is technically a day, 16 days before Pesach. Echav v'sivon, which is right before Shavuos. Be'esim v'tishav Av, and 29th day of Av. The third shita. Rav Lazar, Rav Shimon Eimerim be'echav v'nisan, be'echav v'sivon, be'esim v'tishav El. And the third time you take Ma'is Behema is 29th of El, is right before Rosh Hashanah. Therefore, you did it before on El. Because you can't take off on Yontif. Now, the shaila is, why can't you do this? Why can't you take off on Yontif? Because the halacha is when he took off Ma'is Behema, he made a red stripe on it. And you know, don't do that, it's also als tzeveya. That's what it's mavuyin in the Gemara and Rashi and Bechairis. And the var is that's the issa of tzeveya. The Tosfos asked, what happened to making it hektish? That should be the problem on Shabbos. But like upon him, either way, you can't do it on Yontif, Shabbos or Yontif, you cannot do Ma'is Behema. And the reason is, Pashup Shad is because of, you have to make a red stripe. So let's look at Gemara, a little bit of Gemara here. Amar Rav Hoh, Kol Hanan Tanino, every time it says price means palak, it means a half. And therefore, it's palak of Shoshim Yoyim, half of 30 days, which is 15 days. Kaidim Lomayid, Shadarshim Melchaisav, half the 30 days that you darshin, the 30 days before the Chag, half of those days is the time when you take off the truma, the price of chag, and if you want the omer, that's actually when you take off also the groinus of ma'aseh behemah, you take off the ma'aseh behemah.